This is Jeannie.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jocelyn. We're conducting a survey about youth substance funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth with your community. Let's begin. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think that teens in your community and school district use certain substance? If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think the most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, probably tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Are you talking about the school district?
Yes, teenagers in the school district.
Can you repeat the options again?
Sure. The options is never tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Oh, I think that they probably try it frequently.
Well, how much would you say? Once a month, twice a month, or once a week?
Probably twice a month, normal teenagers.
Appreciate that. And how often do you think that most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrated in any form, hash or hash oil? Would you say never, probably tried once or twice a year, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I'm going to say once a week because we have it down here.
Appreciate that. And how often do you think that most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Daily. I appreciate that. All right. Just a few more questions here. You've been wonderful. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, just let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. The first one is vaping and using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Next one is parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one is most adults in my community think that drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next one is most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
What was the question?
Sure. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws to make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Do
you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'll just say agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's put that down. Next one is most adults in my community believe adults who supply vaping products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree on that one. If they're 18, then they should be able to do whatever they want on smoking wise.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Just a few more questions here. You've been wonderful. Thank you for your time. Most adults in my community think that parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you so much. Next one is, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Could you repeat the question?
Sure. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Let's put that down. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Agree. Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you for your time. Next one is, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, I vape, so I disagree.
I appreciate that. Let's put that down. All right. The last question of this choice is, hold on a second here. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
I appreciate that. Let's put that down. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, probably tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Maybe once a month.
Appreciate that. And how often do you use marijuana in edibles or drinkable form other than medical marijuana as described by you by a doctor? Would that be never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice
never.
A month? Never? Thank you so much. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Thank you so much. And I just have a few final questions for you. So how far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, probably a few times a school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
How often do I see it?
Yes, how often do you see or hear messages or materials about students not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never.
Never? Thank you so much. And how would you describe yourself, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic, Latino, white, or other?
Other.
What would you say then?
Other.
Could you let me know what the other would be, please?
Oh. Caucasian.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let's put that down. As a token of our appreciation, the Grow Frazee Bergens Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Could you please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf? Would that be the Frazee Vergas Area Community Club or Cornerstone?
What? A Frazee Community Center or what?
Or Cornerstones.
I don't know what that is. So it must, I'd have to do Freezy then.
Okay, let's put that down. Thank you so much. All right, well, this concludes our survey. You've been wonderful this evening. Thank you so much for your time. You've been wonderful.
Thank you. You have a good night, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.